Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday Israel has agreed to a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire with the Hamas terrorist group. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Blinken says the agreement came after he met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on an agreement to bridge differences, holding up a ceasefire and a hostage release in Gaza.
The next important step is for Hamas to say yes, and then in the coming days, for all of the expert negotiators to get together to work on clear understandings on implementing the agreement.
Blinken says he will head to Egypt, which is in contact with the militant group. He did not say if the agreement addresses issues that have long led to the talks stalling. His latest trip to the region comes amid fears the conflict could spiral into a deeper regional war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian local authorities on Monday ordered families with children to urgently evacuate Pokrovsk, an eastern city Russian troops have been pushing toward for months. Reporter Anna Chernikova joined VOA's Flashpoint on Monday.
Pokrovsk direction in the Donetsk region is currently the toughest point at the Ukrainian front line on the territory of Ukraine. And General Sirsky, who is reporting every day to President Zelensky and to the public about this, he's saying that situation is getting worse and situation is getting tougher for Ukrainian forces to keep the defense line, so Russian forces have advanced there.
Hear more on VOA's Flashpoint. Protesters rallied outside the Democratic National Convention on its opening day on Monday, saying they were determined to voice their opposition to the war in Gaza and other issues. Officials in the U.S. city of Chicago said they were committed to keeping the demonstrations peaceful.